Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Power Words, Shir number 93. Positive word power talks about the idea of what did you say? That the Gemara Chagiga, Daf Heyom Abeis, teaches us that in the next world, each of us will have to answer that question regarding every word we spoke in our lifetimes. Omagid la'odam ma'asichai. That's in Navi Amos, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yigimel. That he recounts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu recounts to a person what were his words. Now, of course, everything that we talk about now is not meant to discourage, but to encourage. There's always tshuva on the past. There's always tshuva on the past. One of the things in Shmiras HaLashon, it talks about how people continue to say Lashon Hara or Aynas Devarim is because of Yiyush. There's a despair. They gave up on themselves. They feel they're way, way long gone. That is a tragic mistake. Tshuva could wipe out everything. Could wipe out even the negative words that you said in the past. You do full tshuva on it. You make amends on the Bein Adam L'Mokim, Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. And then you go upstairs in Shemayim and it will not be recorded. That's what you have to know for the past, pertaining to the tshuva that you really did. But it does give you, many people, a deterrent to understand that if you did not do tshuva, those words will be there and will be a powerful force. Omagid l'odam ma'asichai. Hashem recounts what you said. It is a awesome responsibility that every word you say, the things he said in the moment of anger, in the moment of frustration, those that you knew even as you spoke them that should not have been spoken, those words that had discouraged other people, those words that had wounded other people, every word will be recounted back into your ear. Umagid la'odam ma sichai. So it's interesting. The pasuk says he recounts to person what were his words, ma sichai. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner talks about it. Why does it say ma sichai instead of saying es sichai, or normal way of saying it? What does the word ma mean? Ma means what? The use of ma means that a person, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, in Nefesh HaChaim, that the use of the ma means that the person will not only hear his words, but ma, what his words did. Ma means what? What his words did. What their consequences were to those who received those words. And when we watch our own hurtful words make their impact in that highway of life, it's more horrifying than watching helplessly an accident unfold in front of our eyes. A person that's physically abusive, terrible consequences. A person that has verbal abuse, which people make light of, it's just words. You know, sticks and stones, you know, may hurt me, but words cannot. And that's not true. And upstairs, if you don't do tshuva on it, they will show you how those words of verbal abuse that you said towards family members, wives, husbands, children, the ramification of it, what caused that other person damage through the course of their lives. You know, and the person walks away. He said those things. She said those things, thinking nothing much happened. But after 120, they'll have to face their own words. They'll have to face their own repercussions from their words. He will see, for example, that irritable word that you said to a taxi driver caused that driver to refuse to pick up the next passenger who had to walk a long distance, missing a business appointment, causing them to lose a customer, and so on and so forth. You'll see the ramification of your word. But imagine, on the other hand, the impact of a pleasant word to the same driver. He'll be more cheerful. He'll take the next passenger on a shortcut to get them to appointment early, allowing him to review his presentation, close a deal, come home in a happy mood that spreads to his wife, spreads to his children. What we're saying here is that the words have a ripple effect to the one that you're saying it, on the negative aspects for the negative, on the positive aspects for the positive. And that is the ma-sichai. Magid la'odam ma-sichai. What did you say? And each of us will have to ask this question, answer this question, not only for the words themselves, look at the ripple effect that you let loose in this world. That should inspire us to think before we speak, to make sure the words that we say are sweet to our own ears, sweet to other people's ears. So the lesson of this is that before you say something negative to somebody, consider whether you would want these words recorded and played for people that you respect and admire. And again, halavai she'emor basav adam, mayor shemayim k'mayor basav adam, what Hashem will think. So that's a very important thing. In the opposite way, what your positive building words could do. Very, very important. The idea also is the collective aspects of words. One termite is relatively harmless. Thousands of them can take down a building. One ant is harmless. You have a whole swarm of them, and especially you have bees of such sort. One of them is not, you know, it's painful when you get a sting, but it's relatively harmless for the most case, unless you have an allergic reaction to it. Swarm of bees, they're killer bees that could wipe things out. Then you have an atomic bomb, for example, an atom bomb, right? One atom bomb is not harmless. There are not too many of them in the world. So there's very few things that are both powerful and plentiful. Words are that. Words, each one could be extremely powerful. It's like an atom bomb. It's a powerhouse. And then, but we have a collective part of it as well. There's a person, Hal Urban, who wrote a book called Positive Words, Positive Results. And as part of his research, he took time to count how many words were spoken in a day. Chafetz Chaim and Sefer Torah Sabayis, I think, says something similar to this. And he started by counting words. And there's a famous annoying song people sing, children sing when they have long trips, 100 bottles of beer on the wall and so on, sung at a normal pace. And you can sing about five stanzas in a minute, which averages 140 words a minute or 8,400 words in an hour. Taking in eating, sleeping, working, and listening to others speak, you calculate the average person speaks about 40,000 words a day. It's staggering. It has a massive impact. And that 40,000 words you say every day, the way you say it will determine whether you're creating groups and groups of prosecuting malachim or groups of defending malachim in the course of every day's interactions. And one who has not developed the habit of speaking with haraya esanoilet, of seeing the future, of anticipating the results of it, can really fall into real serious things. If you could visualize a result of one long hour of Lashon Hara-filled conversation, and you're creating in that one long hour 8,400 of these malachim that will persecute you in that one conversation, the 8,400 is enough to populate a small town. The Chafetz Chaim explains that each negative conversation is like a thread. One thread you can break. Two threads are more difficult to break, but breakable. A mass of threads, 300, 400 more, is almost indestructible, even though it's all comprised of slim breaking threads. You have that in the positive sense. The Me'am Loya says in Parshas Atem Nitzavim, when you all won, the mashal there is also, when you have one reed, two reeds, it could be broken, but if you have a bunch of reeds placed together, bundled up together, it's unbreakable. You cannot break it. That is the positive sense of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, that each individual is an individual, they're vulnerable, but when you combine as an Achdus, as a one unit, they're unbreakable. That's on the positive side, but on the negative side, the negative hurtful speech is like that thick rope that comes from a lot of these small, thin, slim threads. And it's a whole rope strong enough to hold the Titanic to its dock. Right? And you lift up the heavy rope and then you could sail. That's the positive part. We say this again, not to discourage people. You do tshuva, you remove those heavy ropes and your ship can sail. And you're ready for your journey in life. Do tshuva for it. Do tshuva for it. But again, the lesson over here is that as you speak, you remember that each word becomes another thread, tying you to either good habits or to negative habits. Again, remember what Rav Palm said, what we talked about in his drasha in 1998, and what I mentioned a few times, what he used to tell the Bachrim, Chayesara, when he talked about Shidduchim and marriage. the power of words, to be sensitive. People are sensitive. How you talk. Many, many marriages, he said, I heard him say it many, many times, does not come from a huge, huge crisis. It comes from the way you talk to one another. And if you're not careful with it, he said always, halavai, you should be as careful. Even 70%, 80% as careful after marriage as you were when you were dating. And these small things snowball. And he noticed most of it, they sometimes blame when couples come to him. It's this crisis, that crisis. But when you boil it down and get to the nitty gritty of it, it started by these little insensitive comments that snowballed, accumulated thread after thread after thread, till it became an unbreakable, destructive force that created these rifts in Shalom Bayis. Agav, just going to say, because even though this is a power word series, but we do give Shalom Bayis Shiurim as well. Not understanding Oina, physical intimacy, properly, also, according to many G'dayli Yisrael, I heard it once B'Shem Rav Henkin, I heard it another time B'Shem Rav Igda Miller, and Rav Moshe Shacharowitz and Binyan Bayis brings it from G'dayli Yisrael, that the not proper use of Oina, again, misusing it if you lack Shmir Sainayim or overindulgent is one way, but in most marriages is the opposite way, is they don't have it as a natural part of their healthy lives to develop the healthy physical and emotional intimacy. So we mentioned about keys to marriage that people don't talk about much. They talk about overall midas, they talk about different things, but those two aspects, the one that is not our subject today, which is Oina, properly evaluating and keeping the physical sexual life together with the emotional, together with the proper Shmiras Einayim from the streets, but that has to be vibrant and healthy and ongoing, and knowing how to be Madrich the right way. That's why people need Hadracha on it, no matter how long they're married or no matter how old they are. This has to be there. We're mentioning it here because it's very important. But the second thing, and the one that is the subject of our day, the power of words. We have no idea how many divorces could have been avoided, how much agmas nefesh, how much havoc could be avoided by simply weighing your words properly. And instead of using destructive words, using building blocks of words. They're building blocks. Remember, just like we said on the negative, that those hurtful things snowball and become a destructive force, that unless you do tshuva, it becomes unbreakable. And it becomes a huge edifice of destruction and heartache. The opposite is true. When you develop kind words, one after the other, those are little strands that may seem like nothing. Like we said in the last year, good morning, Mr. Smith. He may have not even heard it. It creates a positive energy in your own neshama and in the world. And you build on it, one on top of the other, on top of the other, till it builds a beautiful edifice. A beautiful edifice that will be continued to grow and to continue to become strong and healthy and vibrant. And may we help again. Don't despair from the past. Do tshuva as best as you can. Bein Adam LaMakayim is easier. You talk to Hashem and you really work on removing Lashon Hara and Oinas Dvarim from your hearts and from your lips. And then Bein Adam LaChaveiro, whether it's towards your own husband and wife or others, to try to ask Mechila and amend and certainly talk to them with respect going forward. Bracha v'atzlacha.